Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thanks for hanging out with me. Welcome back. It's Richie Valens bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jared Meyer is our guest. Jared is the co-author of Disinherited, How Washington is Betraying America's Young, along with another Brain Trust member of ours, Diana Furscott Roth. He's got a new booklet out called Uber Positive, Why Americans Love the Sharing Economy, and that's what we're talking about today. He's also a fellow at the Manhattan Institute for Policy Research. What's the best website to find you at, Jared?
The best one to read all my work at is economics21.org, so economics right. And the number 21.org. That's where all we'll cross-post all the things that me and my fellows at down in D.C. at the Manhattan Institute, right?
Yep. So check that out, folks. You've heard me talk about that website, of which Diana is the director, Diana Furscott Roth. So, okay, we're talking about the sharing economy. We're using Uber as a specific example, also as a metaphorical example. When it in terms of the competitors, the established taxi industry, Jared, you got to feel for those folks in a way, because they have to jump through all kinds of regulatory hoops. They got to pay a bunch of money. They've got to capitalize their business, et cetera, et cetera. And along comes this upstart peer-to-peer group called Uber and Lyft and these other guys, and they don't have to do any of that stuff. And so it seems like they're on a little bit of an unequal footing. What do you think?
Well, that's what you hear some people say. When Elizabeth Warren last month gave this big speech on the sharing economy, she argued that Uber and Lyft and Airbnb, they fight against rules that were designed to create a level playing field, because they don't want to be regulated, let's say, Airbnb like a hotel or Uber right. like a taxi, because they're much different. But what people like Elizabeth Warren just cannot comprehend is that there are two ways to level the playing field. One is you can apply old, outdated regulations to a new business model, or the other one is you can get rid of these pointless old regulations that do really nothing to protect mm-hmm. consumers in today's age. So Elizabeth Warren and her progressive friends,
you're talking about a paradigm shift.
Exactly. It's a new way to think about leveling the playing
yeah.
field. It's
so do you think that Warren and Clinton, when they're positioning themselves this way, I mean, these are the people, the Bernie Sanders of this world, the progressives, who Bernie had a great following by the millennials. When you go anti-peer-to-peer, anti-shared economy, anti-gig economy, you're kind of anti-millennial, aren't you?
I'd say in a big way you are, and that's why Bernie Sanders, his favorite quote, or my favorite quote of his he has on Uber is, "I'm not a fan of Uber, you can quote me on that." And then he called it unregulated. But you never see him start off his massive rallies when he was on the campaign trail saying, you know, oh, we need to stop Uber and shut it down. He knows his audience.
Right.
So he doesn't stick on that when he's talking to young people. But he just has an intrinsic problem with something that's operating really without government permission and doing a great job.
Well, millennials don't even like coming to work for me and my rules, let alone the government's rules, right? They come to work for me trying to tell me how to run my business. So,
well, so, I've even seen interesting surveys that show only 18% of millennials believe government regulators primarily protect the public's interest. So they see regulations for what they are often. So they're much less pro-regulation than these old boomers like Sanders and Clinton and Warren.
No, exactly. So, what do you think is going to happen? What's going to be the outcome? If Hillary wins, is she going to be bad for the shared economy?
If you look at her rhetoric right now, I think the area where she's going to be the worst is on labor law. So Hillary Clinton's not coming out and saying we should ban these companies. Instead, what she's saying is we need to make sure that federal labor law makes
right.
all sharing economy workers full-time employees, again, where they have a boss, punch a time card, are in a union, that sort of thing. So she's going to continue to make the changes that President Obama's labor.
And this exactly. This is another term. This would be another term of anti-business rhetoric and policies, which hurt the job creators, right?
Yeah, and it hurts flexible work that people even need. You know, if you're, for example, when you're driving Uber, you're probably doing it part-time. The vast majority work under, you know, 15 hours a week. But when you get to other things, the sharing economy helps everyone from a handyman to a personal chef to even an accountant or someone right. like me, a policy writer, find people easier right. than ever before. So when you're waging a war on easier connections with other people, you're really, that is the definition of fighting progress.
What's interesting, what's ironic about this, Jared, is that prior to Uber, prior to even prior to eBay, the progressives were demanding flex time for workers. That was a big, I mean, they were storming the ramparts to get flex time for their workers. Now that somebody's made flex time into an industry, into a job, into a career, into a profession, they don't like it because it's not regulated.
And they value flex times for themselves, just not for other workers.
Right.
For example, Hillary Clinton, since she left the White House, 99% of her working income has come from 1099 income.
Wow.
So Hillary Clinton truly is the queen of the
economy. We need to get her to join a union, don't you think?
So that's why. And when she was defending her high speaking fees, she even said, you know, it works out better for me to go and work for myself on my own.
But not for the rest of us, right?
Exactly.
Give us the website again, Jared, quickly.
Economics21.org.
Check it out real quick. You'll be glad you did. Hey, Jared Meyer, come back soon. Good job today.
All right, thanks for having me.
The book is called Uber Positive, Why Americans Love the Shared Economy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.